An atheist, a vegan, and a hazy IPA bro walk into a bar. They immediately tell everybody, "This is the perfect pour."
Hey, it is the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. It's a show about what beer geeks like to talk about. That's not really the way I wanted to come out, but that's what it is. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
I'm here.
We're all here.
Silencio.
And later on in the show, we're going to give you some beer releases that we feel that you should look out for and we should look out for. We're going to talk about the past week in drinking, because that's fun. What is a week without drinking? It's nothing is what it is. It's real life, and you don't want that. You want pretend life when you're drinking beer. And the listeners are going to call us about stuff and tell us things. We're going to deal with that. We're going to deal with some beer news, craft beer stuff. It's all craft beer. It's all craft beer. And we're going to have fun. And there's Christmas lights and fun. Merry Christmas,
everyone. That's what's keeping us warm.
Yeah. The only thing is a strip of Christmas lights keeping us warm in the Dorktown Studios. Before the show, we had one beer for our tailgating. This was donated to the show by Augers_Lagers. Wild Stallion. Second time having this. We already had that. So it's no big deal. Wild Stallion is a collab between Alvarado Street and Amplified Ales. Works.
It's good.
It's good. It's good. As good as it was the time before we had it. Maybe a little better. I like the different notes I had. I'm not going to talk about now, but I had different notes from the time before. So I know a lot of things about beer. You guys don't.
Well, if you know things, maybe we should get to another one.
We probably should.
I love gold.
Experienced listener would know that was a 16-ounce can.
I concur.
This is donated to the show by our friends at Dust Bowl Brewing. It's going to go left to right of your podcast dial as the can goes around. This is
Dust Bowl.
Called Lateral One IPA. Nick is going to love it. It's their hazy IPA series.
Can't wait.
Love them laterals.
Give me that.
It's a huge additions of...
Look how hazy it is.
Oh, man. It is so not hazy.
I'm going to use my big glass just in case.
It is bubbly. It looks pilsnery almost.
Pilsy.
It's a limited release, 6.7%.
I was going to guess that. 6.7.
Citra, Galaxy, and Mosaic. So listen for that. They got them in cans and in drafts. And the drafts in the cans. Yep. Two row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get the two row?
I got some two rows.
Flaked oats. White wheat.
White wheat.
Gives a softer, fuller body. Provide a smooth balance to the hop character.
I'm guessing it's the Galaxy hops that I don't like.
Oh, you don't like Galaxy. Yeah, because Citra Mosaic. Good.
Good.
That's determined.
Galaxies can get a little funky.
This one's getting there.
It's funky, but I like this. Not just saying that because they gave it to us.
I like it. They had Lateral 1 and Lateral 2 on draft a while back.
You've had it at
Goldstein's. And that's when those beers made me pull up my phone and go, "Bro.
Bro."
And he's like, "Bro." And we had a bro moment there.
Wow. A bromant?
Yeah, bromant.
Yeah. Are we having a bromant right now?
We're having a bromant.
This is a good beer. Let's get into some culture, gentlemen. Who's ready to culture? Nick.
Me. I just got nervous and started sweating all of a sudden. All right. How about this? How many breweries are in California right now?
532.
even if you added those numbers up.
It's San Diego County.
Yeah, that's just San Diego alone. 900 as of 2017.
900. Mm. Man, we can't get to 1,000. Come on, people.
Lazy asses.
Lazy asses. What are they doing down there at Zach's?
Off your ass. Waiting. It's all paperwork.
Let's go. Let's get this paperwork.
Then we start cutting ground. Yeah. Making holes. Basement brewing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to make drainage.
Drainage, bro.
Any brewery, you got to make drainage.
Yeah, the water's got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Mm-hmm. Recycled. We're going to recycle beer water.
Recycled beer water.
Yeah. Yep. For your vegan anchovies.
Those don't exist.
I know.
What was happening?
I just said the first two words that came out and it didn't work. California Craft Brewers Association released their stats for the year. So we're up to 900 breweries, up from 720, I think, from last year.
Nice.
So growth again.
That's quite a bit for 1 year.
And they say if you averaged it out, the average person is no farther than 10 miles away from a craft brewery now in California.
Good.
And I concur. Can tell you, I concur with that statement.
People in Firebomb and Dota, they're fucking up the average because they're more than 10 miles.
Ooh, what is the closest? That'd be Dust Bowl?
Maybe for Firebomb. It's close. Probably Fresno. Something Fresno.
Los Banos Brewing.
Los Banos should have a brewery. They're ready. They're big enough. Somebody should be brewing there.
They would get lots of traffic.
Yeah. A lot of people go rolling through them.
Need some.
So that, I think then that sounds like we'll have 1,000 and at the end of 2018. If we had 700 something at the end of 2016 and now we have 900. So, we'll probably make 1,000 unless everything just stops.
That's possible, I guess. It could just come to a dead stop.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about that. I don't think there's a bubble. There's not a bubble. There's just a plateau, and it feels like we're plateauing right now, getting close. Our Fresno's still 5 years behind. We'll plateau in 5 years, but. The rest of craft beer.
Hey guys, we're brewing. Everybody's done.
Yeah, if you want an exciting climb, come to Fresno and enjoy the climb up. But where you're at, it's probably just like, yeah. We show up, and we're like, hey guys, woo, craft beer, huh? And like, we already did that, bro.
We're all in the gin now.
Yeah, we're in the gin now. Okay, Fresno.
Way to go.
So that was the story.
That was the story.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. I had more things to say, but
I'm ready.
I don't care anymore.
No, come on, care. Oh, you're running. It's the end of the year. You're running out of gas. Running out of beer gas. I've done
this all year long.
Like, I'm over it. Where's 2018?
Yeah.
You can't. It's the worst.
Is the haze thing
worst
over
year yet? Ever? Hazy. It's hit the beat. It is the year of hazy beer.
Next year's gonna be hazy brown ales.
Just like, come on.
He's coasting the last 2 weeks.
Hazy brown ales or Stella replicas.
Stella replicas.
That's 2018.
Yeah, you gotta think about that. By the way, not to track what you're doing. Nick, but
oh yeah,
the pours are coming for the 20. We're gonna the pours, bro.
The pours.
So the 25th, we'll be recording that, and for the episode for the 29th of December.
I don't think we'll be recording the 25th.
Oh wait,
27th for the 29th.
Okay, you're right. Why did I put 25th?
That's Christmas.
I don't know. I'm like, they're going to work on Christmas. Fuck, yeah. Come in here. We're recording.
I mean, if we want to all be disowned by our families, we can record on the 25th.
Yeah, but
actually, I'm not doing anything in the early day on the 25th.
Yeah, we'll be wasted by the end of the 25th. After Christmas dinner is when our bottle share starts.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, we're going to have the pours, man. I wonder what style was the style of the year.
Jeez.
Golly. I mean, has there ever been a style that is has dominated more in one year?
Probably not since IPAs came out.
Yeah, it's just like, just insane.
Like 2006, maybe.
They're like, oh, IPAs are huge, huh? How about we IPA IPAs? It's like, well, like, what style is going to be, what style is going to beat out IPAs? IPAs. Different IPAs. That's what's going to beat out IPAs.
That's right.
The only thing that can defeat IPAs are different IPAs.
Other
IPAs. Other style IPAs.
Except,
no, go ahead.
Black IPAs still just can't get their foothold. No.
Hey,
they're trying to make a comeback.
Firestone's here. Bringing them back. Yeah. There.
Firestone's bringing the back Wookiee. Wookiee. They're calling it. They're calling it a the Wookus.
Wookus.
But you gotta assume that they're mean Wookie.
Sounds
Jack.
Like you caught something.
Wookie. I got the Wookus.
I got the Wookus again.
My Wookus is itching.
Can you get my Wookus cream,
dude? You gotta get that check. I don't have insurance right now. Oh, fuck. Go to the clinic or something. Can't walk around with the Wookus.
Wookus is
can't
out.
Come, you can't come into work with Wookus. You have to go to the HR. Freaking John came in. He's here at work today, and he's got Wookus. He's got the Wookus.
Right around the holidays.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Here's your reports.
The yeah. Wookus.
Yep. Well, stop, Nick. Sorry.
All right, so this is, I know this is Mikey's week. So Star Wars is already out by now, as of this podcast. Oh, man,
best ever.
Mikey's already seen it 2.5 times.
Yep, and he's in the middle of the third
right now. Round right now. You're listening to this. I'm in the theater, seeing it for the third time.
Going, oh, I didn't notice that before. Oh, that one, too.
I can't believe they put this in the movie.
Oh, look at that light in the background. I didn't see that the first time.
You can totally see the string. Yeah.
The rotoscoping's not in time. I'm upset with this.
That's too hardcore for me.
you don't check the lightsaber timing? What the hell?
Now I'm going to do it now.
The hum is off.
Now you said. Inaccurate lightsabers. Actually, they wouldn't perform that way. That's not proper.
His was blue in the last episode. Now it's blue-green. I have a discrepancy.
You think I'm not going to notice that? Rian Johnson, son of a bitch.
You know how long I've been watching Star Wars movies?
Since they made you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you dare, now that movie theaters are serving beer, do you dare chance getting a beer and having to pee right in the middle of a very important part?
That's a good question. The first viewing of Star Wars, no, I'm not gonna compromise my bladder.
Yeah.
But viewings afterwards, yeah. I'll be like, yeah, this is a part I can duck out on.
Maybe it depends on the theater. I know there's the theaters that have the reclining leather seats. Maybe you want that bladder awareness if you're in a reclining seat, so that way you don't fall asleep.
How boring is the new Star Wars? Oh. What reviews have you read?
If you've never succumbed to a comfy recliner, I don't know who you are.
But it's Star Wars. It's like if Office Space did a sequel. Like, would you fall asleep during that?
Oh, I'd bet you I could figure it out.
There's nothing I can't fall asleep to.
Yep.
He might fall asleep during that show.
You know, if I I sit in the right position, I could probably figure it out.
As you get older, you'll find it doesn't matter what position you're in.
And done. he's out. We were just talking and gone.
Yeah, no beer for me for showing.
Nope.
And then after that, I haven't actually had a beer in a local movie theater yet. I know Manchester has it.
Mm-hmm.
And does Edwards, I think.
I've seen some photos and looked like Edwards and had
Clovis, the Clovis one.
Looks like they did.
One was supposed to be one of the first.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I had them in Tempe when I was in Tempe. And it was nice because they had the legit bar. It was like, it wasn't like, look, you know, same place as you can get your sodas and stuff. It was like,
oh, so you didn't have to wait in an annoying line.
No. Yeah, it was just, it was just the bar and you actually could hang out there. It wasn't like, here's your beer, go see your movie. You could actually hang out at the bar if you wanted.
Was it stadium pricing?
not as bad as an arena beer. It wasn't as bad as arena beer. It's sort of in between, you know, a couple bucks more than you would if it was in the bar. Not much more. Wasn't that bad. I mean, it certainly wasn't cheap, but it was reasonable enough to have one for sure.
Reasonable, most modestly priced.
Modestly, I assure you, this is our most modestly priced beer. Damn it!
You got a Ralph's nearby.
What else, Nick?
And it's officially that time of year where you must buy a gift for somebody, I'm sure.
Beer.
You're just going to get them beer?
Beer. Doesn't matter who they are.
So you dare go down that path of trying to figure out what beer they would like?
Beer. No. Only beer geeks that I'm aware of their style likes. Otherwise, I'll get traditional gifts.
It's fine. How many Mr. Beer kits do you plan on receiving this year?
All right, I'll take them. Do a Mr. Beer Kit Festival day.
Yes.
Have Scotty B come by, show me.
Got a brew on your Mr. Beer kit.
Hey, we're brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
You have to order extra.
It's extra a Pilsner.
Dry hop extract.
Oh, yeah. And Skittles. Whatever happened to that beer? Wasn't there Scotty B supposed to make that Skittle beers and he was having problems with it?
Yeah, but the Skittles were clumping. He had clumpage.
But he was still figuring it out.
Ah.
And then nothing happened, right?
No.
Scotty B. And Scotty B just stopped the show and now is calling with the update on the Skittles beer.
Pause.
To look ahead to episode 231 next week. That will be a voicemail. There you go, Nick.
Since Matt's sleeping, he'll never know.
Never know. Don't tell him.
I hurt my finger.
I love gold.
Oh, you should have used the bottle opener.
Yeah. Should have, would have.
Sorry, I was approving time cards while you guys
were talking. Bottle openers are a good gift.
It's a good thing you're not in a union job. That would get you in some trouble, bro.
What about glassware? Would you get glassware for a gift?
Union job, you don't do shit when you're off the clock.
Oh, well, I'm salary, so I'm technically always on the clock.
Yeah.
Oh, that's malty, bro.
Uh-oh. We have got... donated to the show by XL Perro from Rohrbach Brewing Company in Rochester, New York. Their Neoteric series, Malster Mats Brown Ale.
What'd you say? What'd you call me?
Malster Mats. It's you. You're a maltster. We need this brown to break up all the IPAs we got in there.
Keep the IPA train going.
Ooh.
Just joking. We can mix it up. It's cool.
Veto. I veto that idea.
That's a nice brown.
You're going to have to start digging some stouts out of the fridge if you want to
stop
the hazy train.
We have a substantial stouts that have been in there for a while. Shelf. You want to go to the back of the fridge.
The stout show. That's a stout show. Do we talk about stouts and drink them?
Nacho. Oh. I heard nacho.
Is there any my other things there?
That is good for me.
Yay. Matt.
Hey, Mikey.
Hey.
What are two Northwest states that you do not live in?
Washington, Idaho.
Okay. Washington's one.
Oregon.
Yeah, there you go. And what's a Nevada brewer that you like and enjoy?
The Reno guy, the
Sparks.
Yeah, Sparks. Revision. Yeah, Revision.
Revision.
Thanks, Nick.
So I encourage our friend Matt from Tacoma to look out for Revision. They have now expanded to Oregon and Washington via Point Blank distribution and Alpha distribution.
Nice. So, nice. Hopefully make it all the way up to Tacoma.
Yeah. So
Tacoma.
Well, it's at least a lot. It's at least 10 hours closer to them. So yeah. No matter, even
I've
if
been he, there.
Even Tacoma, if he does a little bit been of a there. Drive. So
been there. My previous girlfriend and I went up to Seattle, Tacoma to look for possible places to live.
Oh.
I spent a day in, or half a day in Tacoma, scouting.
Does Becky know about this girlfriend?
Shh, quiet.
And then, let's see, pulling up the article. Oh, did it close? I have to pre-pull it up.
Article pulling up, singing and humming, waiting for an article to pull up, and having some beers on a show.
Brothers digging something out of the and beer fridge.
Fridge mic isn't on, but Nick is in there trying to get some stouts out.
Bell's Brewery partners with Kalamazoo Valley, Kalamazoo Valley Community College. That's a weird thing to say. In Western,
they got a great tennis program there.
In Western Michigan University, on an internship program. So, the Bell's Brewery Development Award will give participants experience in four key departments over the course of 1 year. Student will rotate through and gain valuable insight into Bell's quality brewing, packaging, and brewery innovation at its main brewery in Comstock. So it's kind of one step further than like a master brewers program where they go, here's all the science about beer, and they don't give you the actual work of it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you'll get to intern at Bell's, and they'll make you just clean a lot of things.
Intern.
Degree of sanitizing equipment.
So transferring the beer is only going to take 40 minutes, but we have to clean the tank for 4 hours before we put beer in it, and then we clean the outside of the tank for 2 hours, and then we clean all the other tanks that the beer came out of. That's really what it is.
Wow.
Yeah. You clean a tank, you put beer in it. You clean the next tank, you put beer in it.
And that's
you clean the next brewing. Tank and you put beer in it. And you clean everything that doesn't and have that, beer in
that's
it.
That's the magic high end lifestyle of having a brewery.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a cool program. It gives some people some real life experience. And you know, sometimes when you're hiring, you kind of want that middle ground where maybe they did something that wasn't home brewing, but maybe they don't have baggage. They're, you know, that little sweet spot doesn't always exist. And it looks like Bell's is going to take care of that for the Michiganians.
Michigans?
Michigites?
Michiganas?
Michiganas.
Michiganians. There we go. So those are my news things. Yay!
News, beer news. and things. Fatheads in Portland's closing. See that?
Didn't somebody already buy them or buying it or taking it over?
It's probably, they had pretty bad, pretty old, dated labeling and stuff. So it may be for the best as long as everyone's still working and stuff. Speaking of Oregon, Madras, Oregon, it's a town of about 6,000-7,000 people in central Oregon, north of central northern Oregon. They don't have a brewery, and they're like begging, no holds barred. Let's say, like, we'll do anything to help you get your brewery going. We just need a brewery. We're tired of not having a brewery. Tired of being in Oregon without a brewery. An Oregon town with no brewery. It's just practically illegal. They're like the last town left without a brewery. So they're like, somebody come here and brew. So look there. They'll, if you want to open up a brewery and you don't care where, they're waiting for you. Clown Shoes got bought out.
Say what?
Yeah, but it was an indie buy, so it's okay.
Are you clowning around with this?
No, right now? Mass Bay Brewing, which are the people that brew Harpoon, they bought Clown Shoes.
Wow, and they're buy.
Yeah, and they're an indie brewer, employee owned, and they bought Clown Shoes, so it's okay. Everything's fine.
It's okay.
Let's go. Which so make it'll be able to Clown Shoes will be available even more if we get Clown Shoes here.
We do.
Which is crazy. And it sort of never made sense to me why we get Clown Shoes. It was always felt odd that we can just get pretty much any Clown Shoes.
Are you sure it was supposed to come here?
Yeah. Are you sure this is really Clown Shoes? Is this like one of those fake t-shirts outside the concert? They're like, yes. Oh, yeah, man, this is real stuff, bro. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. This is always felt like.
Yeah, it's $15 on the way in. Yep. It's $5 on the way
out. Oh, yeah, come here.
Maybe it was supposed to go to Texas.
I don't know, but it's been here.
Made a wrong turn in Albuquerque. A long time.
So
that'd be true.
That's cool. Always good when a good independent brewer buys out another independent brewery. It means more brewery of independence.
I'm opening this beer.
Oh, man. That's new beer. That's the sound of a new beer.
I have no idea what this is.
That is from the East Coast. That beer has been in there quite a while.
Has it?
You did the back of the fridge. Back of the fridge. New segment on the Perfect Pour from back of the fridge.
Russian Imperial Stout.
Leon Russian.
I think this might be from Stit via Exopero.
Leon Russian Imperial Stout from from a brewery. All right, cool.
Oh, you're gonna make me do it. Nishami.
Not gonna work here anymore.
not gonna work anymore. Anyway, Nishigam. It's a Pennsylvania brewer. Neshamini.
Damn.
Neshamini Creek Brewing Company. Leon Russian Imperial Stout.
There's just a tad bit of oxidization on there, but it is drinking smooth.
Ooh, that alcohol got
it, out yeah, of there. It mellowed a little bit. I mean, I don't know what it started with, but 11.6 is pretty potent.
11.6, bro. I want
to be sedated. Whoa.
That is from Croydon, Pennsylvania. I actually had one of these when I was back in New Jersey. Not this beer, but I had something from that brewery.
Jersey.
That's how old this is. It was back when Stuart used to be on the show. Once in a while.
We need to clean out that fridge.
It's still good.
Drinking all right.
Drinking super smooth for 11.
That'll get you there.
11.6. All right. Well, we'll see what that 11.6 does to the second later in the show.
little brown sugar sweetness to it.
See what happens there.
Maybe maple syrup.
We have...
low coffee, though. I like that.
Oh. You like... Well, usually a coffee... Yeah, that old, the coffee is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
I still get a little bit, though.
Tiny, tiny bit.
A tiny bit. You can email us stuff.
Oh, yeah.
PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And this is what this gentleman did. Paul. Paul from Fairfax. Yep, our Paul. Hey, guys. Can you hear me? I'm emailing because the last several times I've tried to call, your Google Voice does that annoying thing where the girl's voice comes on and says, please leave your name and Google Voice will try to locate Dorktown. What the hell? I've never heard of this. So here I am alone in my cold, dark room with nothing but the city of the sun to keep me warm, trying to get through it, but knowing it ain't going to happen. So in answer to the song, will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? The answer is unequivocally no. I will not call you tonight and leave you a voicemail because fucking Google Voice will not let me through.
Thanks, Paul.
But rest assured, guys, I am alive and well. I love you to death. Keep up the good work. And happy Rush Day. Thanks, Paul. Google Paul's Voice.
On top of it.
Sorry, Paul.
What day it is.
Sorry, Paul and everyone that's had problems with the Google Voice lately. Yeah, Rush Day, man. Rush Day weekend, the biggest beer geek weekend in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening Saturday. It's I'm sure we're roaming around there. I know Matt is. He has no choice. He's running
all over the place.
He's running everywhere. Nick and Matt, we're just walking around enjoying our beer, relaxing. Thinking about the party we're going to go to later.
Get some quesadillas.
Yeah, maybe having the breakfast quesadilla.
Yeah, if somebody wants to bring me a quesadilla, that'd be wonderful.
So Matt is looking out for a quesadilla on Rush Day. Remember that? What time do the gates open on Rush Day?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. And people can start lining up the night before?
Yep.
They and they will. You guys are confident you're going to get the same kind of lineup?
We'll throw them out a power cord and
here you
trash
go.
Can.
One cord.
I heard.
Who wants to charge?
I heard we might even upgrade it to where we might scoot a porta potty outside the fence for them.
Just like accidentally, like, whoops, we left this out here, guys.
Yeah. Just keep the homeless away from it, please.
Yeah, right. Otherwise, it will be toast.
Let's play homeless or craft beer nerd.
Yeah, it's gonna be hard to decipher. You're gonna be able to look like, wait, is that guy homeless or is he just,
I can't tell if homeless or just broke from buying craft beer.
Rush Day guy. Yeah, so big Rush Day people. This is one where Tioga, you line up. A lot of breweries now are just doing the online thing, show up and come get your beer thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is traditional, wait in line all night for Rush Day. There's like four different Rush variants.
So we're releasing, we have Morning Rush, which is the barrel age blend. And then we're doing Mocha Midnight. Then we're also doing Churro Stout. So those three beers will be released. On draft, we will also be releasing the three Rush Hour variants, Collect Coffee, formerly Slow Train, Valparaiso, formerly Cafe Corazon, and Lana. And those will all be by popular vote who gets to be the coffee brand for 2018 at Tioga.
You did that last year.
Yep. And then we're doing a one-off vertical where you can get a sampler. You can only get it in the sampler. Where you get the vertical, where it's Midnight Rush, Autumn Rush, Cake Rush, and Morning Rush.
Hmm.
So
right. Can I just show up at 11 and walk in just for the brewery side, just to get drafts? Or do I have to wait in the line?
I did hear talk that if you're there to just have a beer, they might be able to usher you through.
Okay. There's talk of it. But
yep.
Don't confirm nor deny.
It's probably going to happen. You're like, I don't care about bottles. I just want to have beer.
Well, I like to buy whatever's left after the initial line goes through. And I'm like, oh, I'll walk in there and see what's there. That's what I've been doing the past couple of years.
Which I think it depends. There's the couple one-off specialties, probably a couple hundred people will get through and get those. But we should have plenty on draft, and I think if I remember correctly, there might be some crowlering of stuff.
What? Churro beer? Might maybe. Bring churro beer to the party later?
Maybe if there's not enough bottles, maybe there'll be some crowlers. Who knows?
Wow. Nice. Inside tip.
Inside tip.
You're in the Fresno area. Coming to Rush Day 2017. Thanks, also, Paul.
Also, stay for the chicken and whiskey band while you're there.
Oh.
Yeah, Chicken Shack will be there. It's one of the food vendors.
Yeah.
Chicken Shack. It actually is. Okay. But anyways, yes. You're talking about something different.
Totally.
Live music from Bill Clifton.
Woo-hoo. Bill Clifton. Will you talk about Hall of Famer. And tell me your driving.
At least we still get to hear Paul's voice in one.
Yeah.
One way or the
other. He's here with us somehow.
I'm going to clean up that voicemail thing. 559-492-0542. If you want to call and get annoyed by trying to leave us a voicemail, that's the line to call.
Didn't that letter make it sound like he was lost on some island?
Yep.
He knows how to send us audio.
Yeah, he does.
He goes to pen a letter. Next week it'll be delivered USPS.
He only knows how to do it in a song, writing bumper music for us. He can't record his voice.
He's like, I'm just going to do a little quick voicemail recording, and he hammers out another song. He's like, dang it, it happened again.
Yeah. We wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't be
go to the store for milk, and you end up spending $100.
That's right.
That's Paul with recording that's music. Target.
I could be down with him singing us his week to a strumming guitar in the background.
What are you, the perfect 4-3 figure, and I'm alive. Oh.
Chew.
I'm good, Holmes. Fires got close. All I got a lot of ash in my front yard and my backyard, Holmes, but it looked like it snowed, so I might leave it there for the holidays. to your question, if I would take my beer fridge or my smoker, the smoker, I would leave it.
Oh.
Home, so what can the fire do to it? Nothing. I say just add more flavor. And my beer fridge, I say I'll leave that too, Holmes.
What?
Why? Because if Indiana Jones can survive a nuclear holocaust, I think my beers can survive a little fire.
Wow. Nice Crystal Skull reference.
You mentioned something about looking out for it, having it in the studio. Just to remind you, Holmes, Chew Your Beer made that record, I say, with Surfing Bird, I said the collaboration between Pizza Port and El Segundo. Don't forget that shit, Holmes. That's for Mikey.
Never chewed. Never.
What else? I hit up Denver for a little bit. Had a little interview with Colin and Janine Holmes, but I had to leave. I said,
what?
I left right away, because there's no reason to be there. What else, Holmes? Quick question to all three of you and listeners, I said, because I dealt with it. If you have one thing you can take with you and leave everything behind, Holmes, what would you take? I said, my Hina, Holmes, she's like, hey, cool. What do you want, eh? What do you want me to pack? And honestly, Holmes, I looked around and I saw Holmes, and there was nothing that I really wanted to take. I said, maybe it might be my age. I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's all material things, Holmes. All I asked for was two pairs of clean underwear and socks and two uniforms for work, eh? And she's like, why? That's not sentimental. And I said, yeah, but if I don't go to work, I can't buy you another house. I can't buy you none of this shit, Holmes. And luckily, I buy insurance for everything. So, you know, it didn't matter, Holmes. But at the end, I did take a bottle of Jack Daniels that has a lot of sentimental value. It's actually costs a lot of money, too. So it's a bottle that I've been holding on to. So my two boys, I got two kids, they. A 15-year-old and a 10-year-old. So once they're both 21, I gotta wait to 11 years, pop it over, I'm gonna drink with my kids, eh? I also named my kids after Jack Daniels, but my wife didn't know this until the end. My oldest, I named him Daniel. My youngest, I named him Jack.
Ooh.
What that mean? Fucking Chew Your Beer is awesome, eh? to adversity, to Fleur de Steve and Lumber Jose. Saludos, homes. Thank you for celebrating. The Garage Boys, you guys failed me, but that's fine, eh? Fontana Jim got to try Juice Fontana. I'm very jealous. I'm a 49er fan.
3 minutes?
Yep, he got cut off. I'm going to guess, knowing Chew.
He's back.
He's back. Eh?
I was a little jealous of Fontana Jim, eh?
Nice. He went right into it.
Good job.
49ers fan, eh, with Joe Montana. So he got to try that Juice Fontana. Man, jealous, eh? Hopefully that shit goes in production. Other things, I'm a little jealous that you guys went to go see the Foo Fighters and got that long concert, eh?
Extra long set.
You asked Chew your beer, what rock concert you've been to, homes? I'm going to surprise you, eh? I've been to a Metallica.
Oh.
I've been to Red Hot Chili Peppers, eh? Who else did I go see, homes? Twisted Sister. And, yeah, man. Yeah, Cholos do this in a fucking hair metal, eh? And also, right now, like, I'm really into, like, Metalachi, homes, because they're, like, taking those 80s.
Metalachi, they come to Fresno.
They do.
With the little mariachi twist, eh? Check that shit out, homes. Google
Bells,
it.
Homes. Bells loves Metalachi.
Eh? They're fucking, they got some good-ass music out. Other things, one concert that they could watch, and I'm not embarrassed to say, was Third Eye Blind, eh?
Oh,
I had
God.
A blast. To say. I was, like, the only vato way.
Stop, 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 Chew.
With my hyena, homes. And they were, it was amazing. I had a lot of fun, homes. Third Eye Blind was a shit to me back then, homes. That's like, love making music. Not really, but, whatever, homes. That shit sounded dope in my 64 Impala, eh? Other than that, Chew Your Beer, fuck, another year of Chew Your Beer. It was fine, homes.
Wow.
And guess what?
Whoa,
I smoked some pork butts this weekend. Last weekend. This weekend, no matter, homes, I'm gonna do it. Just as like an FU to the forest fire, eh? Or the brush fire, whatever you fucking call it. It's just a fire, eh? Look at that. You have to watch right. Peace out.
It's not Chew. Thank you. Good to know Chew's okay.
Pork butts put out the fire.
The smoke came close. But he would leave both.
He said Third Eye Blind, and, right?
let's not speak of that again.
Let's just go the top five songs.
No.
From Third Eye Blind.
No.
Semi-Charmed Life.
You're saying that's number five? Is that the only one?
That's number one.
That's the only one.
That's the only one.
How's It Gonna Be? Never Let You Go. Jumper.
Nope. Don't know it.
Deep Inside of You.
Mikey wants to know.
Third Eye Blind. We talk about sex.
Let's see.
It's an innuendo.
Maybe they
don't know what I'm
like,
talking about.
Oh, yeah. Super innuendo.
This is not them. Sorry. I got a.
What that? Is that like an Apple commercial? Are you trying to wedge an Apple commercial in?
I don't recognize this.
Why are you doing this to us?
Aldous Snow.
Nobody recognizes this. Third Eye Blind's like, wait, what is this? Which one's this? I have heard that.
You song. Know, he played that.
Oh, he had that. What else did they have to play? It's Third Eye Blind. They had to play every single song, and the set lasts 30 minutes.
All right.
They're like, well, what do you guys want us to do? Deep tracks. We played every track.
Play the same song. Play the same song. All right.
We got it.
They're another cantina band.
Oh, no. Chew, you lost the last streak, bro. Sorry. I mean, we all have bad bands.
But Mikey's
like.
Trying to turn a blind eye to
Minnesota
it.
Minnesota Reps single cam.
Single
it's been
cam.
A few weeks since I called, but I called today. I'm going to meet up with a buddy now to have some craft beers. I don't know what we're going to have.
Ooh,
I think it's buy one, get one tonight, so I better be careful. Anyway, me and the fiance, or the lady, had purchased a house in May of this year, and we have yet to have a housewarming, and we have a couple good friends that are also into craft beer that we're thinking about having a housewarming party with, and we're also thinking about having like a beer tasting as well. And I'm kind of curious if you guys have any tips on how many beers should everybody bring? I mean, there's probably going to be like, you know, maybe 6 to 8 people. I mean, I don't know. How many beers can a group drink, you know, in a night? I guess I've never really done a tasting like this before. But just wanted to get your input on that. What styles to bring? I mean, good Lord. I mean, all these people really like craft beer. So I think it's pretty much open-ended on what I could bring. But I just kicked that around to see if you guys have any input, if you guys have done something like that. I'm sure the Fontana Gym probably could help me out, or the Garage Boys could give me some input. Anyway, hope everyone's doing well. Keep up the good work. Cheers.
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 6 to 8 people all drink craft beer. It's going to be a night. It's going to be a night of hanging out and drinking. How many beers do you think?
7 to 9 per person.
7 to 9. Well, that's all right. That's being that you're being safe. Nobody's going to have to make a beer run that way.
I think my answer would be bring 2 nice beers and bring a sixer as like a side beer.
Right.
To do in between.
Buffer beer,
yeah. So bring like a 6-pack of like a, I don't know, let's say Matt's favorite Fat Tire, and then bring 2 nice beers.
Are you talking about like 22s?
Well, if that's still a thing,
yeah.
Then yeah.
There is a brewer, I forgot who it was, but I think it was a California brewer. Maybe it was Nicasio, I don't know. That was going to, they're just ditching bottles. They're just like, never mind, all cans now. They're just switching over.
So maybe four small beers or 2 bombers. Worried about
ball mingers. So 2 bombers and 4 smalls?
Yeah, 4. Well, 4 like, so like a 4-pack.
But it's like.
A 4-pack of 16-ounce
cans. It's not exactly a bottle share. It's like a party, but it's sort of a bottle share because they're craft beer people.
Right.
I'm just going to say that if 8 people bring a 12-pack, then that means that there's 8 people that can have 12 beers.
You're set. You don't have to worry about running out or having too many or having somebody else's like, they'll run out. Nobody's running out.
And
you're recommending everyone that comes to the party bring a 12-pack.
Yep. And if they don't all drink 12 beers, then the host is set up.
Yeah, that's the benefit you have as a host, that you get the spoils. You had to do all the work hosting, but you get the spoils.
Yeah, but if they all bring the same 12-pack, then it's not a share.
Yeah, well, you got to go variety. I'm bringing variety.
That's why you got to post the potluck. Be like, I'm bringing a Sierra Nevada. Okay, I'm bringing an Abita. Okay. We could be as picky as we want here.
Gotta go variety pack. We're gonna bring a 12-pack to party like that.
If you're bringing 12,
you can make your own variety pack.
If you're bringing,
everybody brings one.
True.
If you're bringing 8 different variety packs, then I want 24 beers.
Wow. You like to pound when it's a friend party.
If it's a free beer, bro.
Free beer, bro.
Woo! Oh, don't be the guy that doesn't bring beer in anticipation that everybody else brought too much beer. Woo!
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, everybody's bringing
Sorry,
beer.
Sorry, I'm late, guys, but I didn't have time to. Oh, it's cool. Beer.
Oh, it's cool. You don't I get brought to drink some tonight.
I found a half bottle of Fireball. Is that all right?
No. You just don't get to drink tonight. How's that?
I always worry about those people that show up with opened bottles of liquor. I'm just like,
Oh, no, they're fine. Don't worry about them. No, they're fine.
Mikey's not coming this weekend. Everything's good. Scratch him off the list. Fine.
I walked over here. It's great.
It's great.
I walked over here.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably tell I'm not driving again.
It's got to be. He's calm. I'm drinking
some homebrewed mead.
Oh, boy.
My daughter made. Speaking of my daughter, I told her that you mentioned her on the show, and she listened to the show, and she's like, oh, man, he doesn't even know my name. So her name is Icarus, you know, like the Iron Maiden song. Fly on your way like an eagle. You know, fly to Icarus. Well, anyway, that's her name.
Icarus?
And
Scotty B's song, daughter.
I came up with a little song about how it would be so cool.
She was fun.
If Alvarado Street Brewing was available in Fresno, or imagine if they opened up a satellite tap room in Fresno. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Want to hear it? Here it goes. Alvarado.
Why no. Don't you not the fucking Eagles, man.
No.
You've been hey, out get out of my cup!
Who knows?
Anything but the fucking so Eagles. Long. I've had a long day.
I've had a long day.
Your
man.
Beers are juicy and tasty.
Paul is like, oh man, why didn't I do this?
Tasty. Come here now. Yeah? What do you think?
Pretty good.
Clever, huh?
I'm waiting for Paul like to Paul to produce
you
it.
See what I did there, right?
No, I didn't right? get it.
No.
What?
You guys are smart. You catch on, I'm sure. Well, anyway, another thing I wanted to comment on was the Untapped, reading Untapped comments.
Yeah.
Ooh. And, you know, I know it was
they got voted out. Close. I got think voted the vote out.
Was like 53 to 47, something like that.
One person, well, yeah, but one again, person pushed it over.
But, you know, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do. You guys know what to do. And you guys, your show is, it's always, it's a living, breathing animal. It's always changing. And, you know, if you guys just always did the same thing and never did anything new, we wouldn't have any songs from Paul, now would we? You know, but you guys will do the right thing. I think it's a great idea myself, but, you know, who am I? I'm just some guy.
Some guy.
Annoying voicemails and singing annoying songs to you. You know, just me.
Those are your words.
Well, anyway, keep up the great work. I'm drinking.
Scotty B. Icarus was a great waitress, by the way. You'll be lucky to have her when you go to Hot PK.
Hot PK. Speaking of Hot PK, we have a sticker on the tip jar.
Oh, yes.
I did see that.
We're going to go through the roof.
Wait, it
now.
Wasn't you guys?
Number one in iTunes.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Well, who did it then?
Maybe it was Scotty B.
And it was a new sticker.
It was with the blue?
No, it was the black and yellow.
Black and yellow.
Well, black and cream.
Yeah, that's what creme. I'm talking about. It's got a little blue in there. Or this. Oh, this one. Okay.
Just depends. That one right there?
This one.
It just depends whose tip jar it is.
It's the hops bartender's tip jar.
Well, I know that. But somebody had to be like, hey, here's a jar. We should put stickers on it.
Okay.
That's my point.
But it's got all the local breweries on it.
It's got the breweries.
And Zach's Brewing's even on it, too. Zach's Brewing.
Wow.
I love gold.
They're also having a Star Wars beer release this week. Pendragon.
That's right. Is. That's right.
The Qui-Gon gin and juice.
Yeah, they have a glass, but you have to go to the Clovis tap room to get the glass, who? I think. That's what I read. I may be incorrect. Maybe you can get it at the Hoppy
Cave. It's got the scrolling text effect on the can.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Burp.
New beer on the show right now from SD Beer Talk. Donated to the show. This was a looking out for beer. 3-day window from Virgin. 3-day window IPA.
And now you have it.
Have it.
Had it. Instantly had it.
Give us a moment while we enjoy.
Damn, this is good. From first sip.
It's very clean. Which I like. All right, malts. Wow.
Clean. What is this? This is dirty.
Never heard of wow malt.
The hops are Mosaic, uh-huh. Citra, and Motueka. The malts.
Okay.
Two row. Pilsner. Uh-huh. Pale wheat. Mm-hmm. Flaked wheat. Mm-hmm. Flaked oats.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
Those malt last bill. Two make it hazy.
It's a collab with Horace.
Who?
I don't know.
Flaked oats. How does one get the haze?
Flaked oats and flaked wheat.
This is good. Another good one. Everything's been good so far. Yeah, we got some voicemails still, guys. We're drinking and having
fun. Hey, guys. I'm not driving. Hey, it's Evil Circle calling in, and I'd like to leave a message for myself. Because I might be listening to this podcast on Friday when it comes out on my way home.
All right.
I just want to remind myself to pick up a dozen
no.
dozen eggs,
no.
a bag of chips, 5 pounds of potatoes, a bag of salt. Oh, yeah,
bag
yeah.
of don't salt.
Don't forget a 12-pack of Fat Tire. So just a reminder myself, so I'm leaving a message for myself.
You're not going to forget that.
Pick up on Friday on my way home. Keep up the good work, guys. Talk to you later.
Oh, boy.
That was
we've,
it.
We've officially become a 90s answering machine. Good
work, guys. Oh, no. Yeah.
One thing he didn't do is compliment himself.
And gosh darn it, people like you. Then there's more to that, but the sound clip also cut off. So see what I did there?
Guys.
Anything we can help. Guys! Anything we can help to make your day better.
Isn't that what Siri's for? To remind you of things now?
Hey, Siri, can you remind me when the podcast is over that I need to leave the podcast?
Last voicemail of the week is via email.
I didn't expect it to do that.
Would you like to be reminded? Ask her. Tell her.
Oh, it's over now.
Oh,
it's over
now. I didn't think you were going to let me roll with that.
Seriously? No, I didn't know you were doing that. I would have totally.
I didn't think it would pick it up.
Damn. I would have totally gone on that. It's over now. I don't know what's going on.
Is that Kelly?
No.
No. Rocky Mountain Colorado.
High. There you go. Rocky Mountain High. They're harmonizing.
They've been hitting the barley wine.
His life.
Colin's giving instructions in the background now. That was Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps.
Did we get butt dialed? I think we got butt dialed.
Yep.
Did they know that they were leaving something?
I don't know. It's pretty hard to butt dial an email. No.
Hold my beer.
They could have also been.
You think I can't butt dial an email box?
Hold my beer.
They could have been sending themselves a memo and typed in the wrong email address.
Yep.
Yes, I've done that before.
This is what our listeners do: get drunk and accidentally email us voicemails.
Na, 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 Colorado. That John Denver's full of shit, man.
She called me up, that John Denver's full of voicemail, shit. But she didn't leave a name. That Nasami Creek getting to us. The 559-492-0542. That's a voicemail line for 4. Thanks. And the Dorktown Network as well.
Thanks.
Let's try and clean up that inbox so everyone can call in properly. If not, you can just butt dial as John Denver.
See, you think it's a storage issue? You think we're a little too fat?
I actually went in today and deleted a whole bunch of old stuff, so maybe. Maybe that's
some you deleted all the gems?
All those gems. All those perfect calls.
Poor Paul. He's lost in the abyss of Northern California.
I'm just glad he's all right. That's all that matters.
Even Bevmo can't save him now.
Nope.
I think he sent me something.
Looking out for beers.
man, looking out for beers. Some beer releases happen, and we look out for them. And then we look out for whales. We just, man, always watching. Always got our eye on the prize. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Looking out for beers. From Ninkasi.
Yes.
You've heard of them.
I've heard of them. Oregon Brewer, Ninkasi.
Prismatic. It's a juicy IPA. It's
juicy. Oh, whoa. Oregon's trying to do juicy IPA. Come on, guys.
But they don't.
I don't think you know what you're doing.
They don't reference the yeast.
Hmm.
They just note that it's made with Eldorado, Centennial, Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic. Mosaic is cryo. And they also put Simcoe cryo in addition to regular Simcoe.
Whoa.
So they say
doubling the Simcoe.
So they're boasting the hops on this
one. It's going to be some cat pee. So
I think they're calling it juicy because of the amount of hops that are in it, not because that it's a Northeast. They don't say anything about juicy. They didn't say anything about Vermont yeast anywhere in the description, but they did say it's going to be in six pack of cans and draft. Nice. Those are the only two packagings that you're getting from it.
All right. I have not had a Ninkasi beer from a can. So.
And then they're also releasing Pacific Rain, which is a Northwest IPA. And then they boast that it's you can't match anything to it because it's made with water from the McKinsey River.
Oh, really? Mm. It's very special.
Our water comes from McKinsey River.
It's Cascadian. So. It's Cascadian dark river water.
But this one, I think even the brother might not like because it's Citra, Mosaic, Simcoe, and then they go Nugget. And from my recall of my memory, Nugget gets a little funky. Gets a little funk in there.
I'm okay with funk.
You were complaining about one of them earlier.
Galaxy.
Yeah.
Galaxy isn't funk, it's blandness.
Oh.
Oh.
Hear that, Galaxy? You're bland.
You're bland.
I think about that.
Coming out the Galaxy. But this is interesting. 12-pack of cans, 6-pack of bottles, and draft. I don't understand, but...
Mix mash of packaging.
There. Yeah. And then from the Fieldworks, they're releasing Pulp Light, which they have the Pulp series, which is known for being hazy, unfiltered, and that whole hot mess of stuff that's going on. But they're saying that to dry it out, instead of oats, they used corn. So there's a little bit of that going on. It's a lager, IPL, and... that it should be pretty interesting. So I want to know what their version of a corn IPL tastes like.
The old corn IPL.
Don't haze the lagers.
No, haze them. Haze it all.
Isn't that counterintuitive? Haze everything.
I must haze it all.
He haze you.
I'm enjoying this bourbon.
Haze you. Haze me.
Haze it for
haze
always.
It always.
Hazily. That was all you're looking out for?
Those are my looking out for.
Nick.
Beer.
You're always looking out for beer.
Cold beer. Cold transfer.
Cold transfer.
Cold transfer. Cold transfer. Drake's Jolly Roger series is
Jolly Roger
back.
You're waiting for Jolly Roger.
Waiting for Jolly Roger. I am.
Do you guys give Jolly Rogers here in this masseuse?
Whoa, $5 more. This year is an Imperial Red and a European style Berliner Weiss, I believe. If I read the, it's hard to read the picture.
European style Berliner Weiss.
Snoozer, huh?
Snooze, bro.
What if I told you it was hazy?
Oh, yeah. Now I'm into it.
Okay, good. So cheers to the brother for sending me that little picture.
Yeah, whatever I did, that's cool.
Cool. And Austin Street Brewing Company has a patina pale ale.
Patina?
Patina.
The hell is that?
In hot rod terms, it means old and crusty. Original, like, it's how you found it. You just put a battery in it and drive it.
Oh, okay. You just leave it.
Just leave it. Just leave it, man. Just leave it.
Patina style.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that means something different beer-wise, but it's a catchy name, Patina Pale.
All right. It's a good one to look out for.
That's my beers.
All right. That's your beers.
Besides my I'm on my third fresh hop can pack of Sierra Nevadas.
Dang. We're wasting no big, time we're with those. Not doing
big caught drinking yet, Nick.
I'm looking out for my third one.
Oh, okay. All right. Good, good, good. Well, we talked about earlier that Firestone Walker, they're bringing the Wookus.
Wookus.
Wookus, which I guess is...
I got the Wookus.
Is Wookie Jack?
There's a cream for that.
It's they're doing it inside the Leo versus Ursus.
Will Shaq do a commercial for
series?
It?
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm Shaq. I got the Wookus.
I've been dealing with Lucas for 20 years.
I've been dealing with Lucas. Kobe gave me the Lucas.
That's terrible.
That Lucas is going to be in Leo
that's
versus...
That's gnarled, Sparkly. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Terrible. Modern Times, Spaceways. Sports. Did we talk about this?
Wait. Come on. We just acknowledge that's the most sports we've ever
yeah,
had.
Yeah. You're just.
That was like a full minute.
You're just skimming right over it. You're just like,
you guys,
done.
You guys correctly identified a sports celebrity.
Do we have to do an instant replay and start drawing on the.
Yeah, drawing it.
This is where we started.
And right here, boom, right there is where Nick. And injected sports into the show.
Sports reference.
And Matt picked up on it, and they both seemed to know what they were talking about.
Yes. We win. We win 2017.
Hey, good job, guys. You made car references and sports references within minutes
yep.
of each other. Modern Time Spaceways is replacing the Oneida.
Why?
It's controversial. And it's with a hazy IPA. Oneida was not hazy.
Well, technically, it was unfiltered.
It's a Nelson, though.
Where did they find this magical...
They discovered some Nelson.
Magical mountain of Nelson.
In the couch cushions of the...
Are they scraping?
They're like, here's some Nelsons.
But wait, when you're scraping the couch cushions, you're like digging for quarters, essentially.
Yeah. But yeah, modern times they find hops.
So right now I'm upset, but there's a possibility I could like this beer and not be upset that I'm missing Oneida.
Right. It's like, that's bullshit that you're replacing Oneida, but
do you think if we go out and buy beer. All the Oneidas that are left, they're going to be like, oh, people still care.
No. Once that distributor puts it on the shelf, they have no tracking of it. They give shits. No shits.
No shits.
Unless there's some poor sap that's like, look what I just picked up from my local supermarket.
Yeah. Oh, there's... I have a picture of it, too. There's a Modern Times that at Save Mart at Milburn and Herndon. And the bottle is just... It looks... It is... It's like nothing you've ever seen a beer look like. And it's been sitting there for a month. It's just sitting right there. I'm almost afraid to post it because I might get. It feels like Modern Times will sue me for posting the picture. The bottle looks so bad.
Speaking of,
I don't know what happened to that bottle, but there is something living inside of it, and it's not. Nobody's taking it off the shelf. They're just leaving it up there.
Wow.
It's like gray water.
Sea monkeys.
I don't know, dude.
Why did I think that too? I was like, what is there a little sea monkey in there?
Brewed with real sea monkeys.
Look over. I know Matt sometimes goes in the Milburn Say, Mart, look over there on the produce side where they got the bombers. Look in that Modern Times, and it will stick out like a sore thumb to a beer geek. You're like, whoa, what is that?
That's old. You should put a little chalk mark on it.
And
like see how long.
Look.
Just to make sure it's the one.
Oh, it's the one.
So I don't know why my brain's working now. I'm starting to remember things I saw throughout the week. Modern Times' newest place in Los Angeles is the Dankness Dojo.
Nice.
Nice. Modern Times does it again.
You guys.
With the names.
You're just too cool.
And also, I have seen Luponic number 8 Firestone Walker.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Is out.
Has been seen. Yeah, Reggie says it's at Popolo's.
Ooh, it's on draft. On drop.
That sounds about right.
So you can get 7 and 8 currently right now.
And I could tell you where you could find 5 and 6.
I want to take Mikey's challenge up. I want to see if I can find a 2.
I'll bet you can find a 2.
Maybe a 1.
Yeah, I don't think you can find a 1.
I would be... I would say Save Mart on Hernan Marks.
Would be the...
Just or
sub-4 categories.
Yeah. How about... The two places that sell beer in that parking lot. Just, you have a shot
that
there.
Elite.
Yeah.
That sucks. Elite. At one point, Elite was like one of the top dogs of the beer. And then something happened and just people stopped buying beer there or something. And now it's just like where beers go to die place.
Find some nice aged Abyss in there.
Yeah. Right now. And then what's the... It's a A-Team liquor. What's the one on
Mr. T's?
Yeah,
yeah. Bullard. That one seems to be a.
He might have a one.
And then there's the other one. What's it? Next to Friday's.
Oh,
Village
liquor.
I heard that one kind of. Sometimes you can.
They
find
don't some. Have very well. Yeah, maybe the stuff that they do have. The last time I was in there, they don't have very much.
Oh, maybe they.
But the stuff that they have, you might be right.
Not that it was a bad thing, but that was one of the last places that had the blueberry catacomb, which we were happy about because we knew they were there. We're like, if we need a bottle, it's there.
We'll go over there.
Yeah,
cold this for us.
Yeah.
Alvarado Street, they're just killing it with all the references. Whoever's there doing it is obviously somebody of my, or my whatever age group, Lloyd Christmas, and it's got the tux, the red and blue tux, from Dumb and Dumber. It's just on point.
No,
Samsonite.
Simmy, Swammy, Swammy, Samsonite.
So you're
saying had two pairs of gloves the whole time? Harry, it's the Rockies.
Harry, it's the Rockies. Magnify Brewing from New Jersey. I don't know how we're going to get this, but this is New Jersey Brewery Magnify Frosted Flake.
Really?
Frosted Flakes. That and it's a terrible. Breakfast double IPA.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Breakfast double IPA. It's 8%. It's got oats, honey, vanilla, and lactose. And the hops are Citra, Mosaic, and Amarillo. Oh,
man. That makes my teeth
label,
hurt.
The label looks like a frost, very close to a Frosted Flakes label on it.
It's great.
And my friend rating, because in Untappd, the beer, it'll give you what your friends are averaging the rating. Friends? And yeah, have friends. And then, well, pretend online friends.
Okay. We're friends, but we won't talk to each other in Starbucks.
If I was behind him in the line of grocery, I would have no idea who he is. But Untappd will give you what the average rating is from everybody, and then what's your friends' average rating that have had that beer. And my friends are rating this as a 4 or 5, which is pretty high for Untappd. If your average is above 4 on Untappd, that's probably a pretty damn good beer. So I'm looking out to try that. And then in 20, this is a we're looking way out ahead. And Stone in 2018 is coming out with a I'm Peach which if you read it quickly, it looks like impeach.
Mm-hmm.
IPA, double IPA, a peach IPA.
Gross.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested to try that. Uh-oh.
Matt is recapping a beer right now. Do we have a song for that?
I love gold. Uh-oh.
Mm. Matt got a old, from 2016, the Sierra, the beer camp.
Packaged on 4/6/16. I mean, you guys are more than welcome to try that. But
uh-oh. Wow, this is from the Beer Camp series, the Stout of the Union.
That just woke me right up.
This is the Bagby, Beechwood, Port, Smog City, and Society collab. We've been hanging on to this for a while.
Too many cooks.
I remember having this when it was out and remember being fine, but something might have happened to... And I just spilled the beer. That's my favorite glass, too. Didn't break. Louis. It's fine.
Oh, Louis, for once. Dude, the one time you get
the one time Louis looking the other
He's
way.
He's like, what? You called me.
I just spilled my beer.
That's there. The beer that keeps on giving, not as this, far as I'm concerned. One. Yep. Wait. There it is. Yep. It's got that. There you go.
It's got that dusty closet smell. Oh,
it's weird. Yeah, that's like you ran your finger across something real dusty.
Yeah,
and then for some reason you left it.
It's like, oh, it's wintertime, time to get my coat out, and oh, that needs to go to the dry cleaners.
That was not meant to be aged, in my opinion.
Whoops, shouldn't have aged it.
It's robust.
I'm sure they're like, there wasn't. You're not supposed to be drinking it now. You're supposed to have drank it 2 years ago. Wow. There, Louis got it. Louis on He's it on now. It. Yeah, 4/6. Maybe I'll put Louis to sleep.
4/6.
4/6. Wow.
April. Oh, yeah, then you definitely shouldn't have saved that. No, sorry. I thought that was a percentage. Never mind.
Oh, no. Percentage is still not far off from that. 6/7, I think.
No, you shouldn't save 6%ers.
Rule of thumb, don't save
6%ers.
Oh, 7/3.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Hey guys, we're all on tap. Nick is the Nick 80.
What?
Matt is Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
I am Mikey Topor or Dorktown. One of those you'll find me at. Matt, what have you been caught drinking?
I've been drinking that Darkness Rises.
Darkness from Tioga Sequoia, the Star Wars themed Darkness Rises.
I bought a couple of 4-packs Darkness so I could like could send them out. I keep drinking them. So. we'll see what happens. Maybe Greg will end up with a couple of cans. Who knows? Then Greg sent me Fleetwood, which was a double IPA from Pure. Beautiful beer. Beautiful. And then Serpentine Method, which was looking out for, which is an IPL from them. Good. Glad I had it. But Fleetwood was better. And then I had at Spokeasy, they tapped Boo Kook. Not Boo Koo. Boo Kook.
From who?
So it was Mother Earth, and I think it was collabed with Pizza Port.
Okay. So Mother Earth is a Boo Kook. I thought maybe Mother Earth wasn't involved, and somebody else was just like, we're going to call Boo Kook instead of Boo Kook.
Because I think Kook is there as Pizza Port's Amber.
Okay.
That's their double. That's their double.
Yeah.
Kook
yeah.
is their double. Yeah. So it was an Imperial Boo Kook. Yeah.
How was that?
It was good.
Damn it.
It was damn good.
Well, I would have had that.
And I was like, I haven't had either of these. I haven't had Kook, and I haven't had Buku in a while, and it Spoke Easy had them. They're merged together.
Good job, Spoke.
Yep. And then I've been buying some of the darks.
Oh.
Which I've been buying a Black Robusto from Whole Foods. If I'm there getting food, I will buy that from them.
Drake's?
Yep, Drake's.
With the new label.
Drake's Brewing.
New label.
Black Robusto has a new label?
Label refresh.
Oh. Yep.
Oh, yeah, I could have talked about that if somebody would have gave us some.
And then
that gives beer.
Some stores near me have not been up to date on their IPAs, so I picked up a six pack of Black Butte because it was on sale at the Save Marts.
It's always on sale, which is good.
Yep,
because I get it for producer Becky.
It's a mover. It's
like it said enjoy by
$8 or $9 a six.
$8.99. Yeah, it said enjoy by April of next year, and I was like, I got plenty of time.
All right, I like not having a hard deadline.
That's more time than I need. And then I actually made it to Hop PK to hang out and actually drink a full beer.
Yeah,
a full beer, not just kind of like. Hey, I'm going to pretend I'm working just so I can. I'm going to pretend I'm working so I could not get wasted here and have to Uber home. That's usually my story. And I had their Castle Black, which is their coffee stout that they have going right now. That's good. I enjoy it.
That's a Game of Thrones reference.
Oh, damn it. Now I like it less. Just kidding. And then they said Lancelot. And but
what did they give you?
But it was hazy as all fuck. But it was not all Sir Haze Lancelot.
Yeah,
it wasn't. They did not say that. And I was like, well, it was a little hazier. And I remember it. I was drinking it and I was okay with it. But I was like, well, this is if you're advertising this as Lancelot, somebody's going to be upset. Not me, but somebody.
Hands are going to roll.
Yeah.
Hey, we're nuts of the round table.
And then I finished my Hop PK off with a little bit of Galahad, which is their IPL.
Little topper.
Yeah.
Run me a little Galahad.
Yeah. So those are some things I've been caught drinking.
Caught drinking. Dick.
Huh.
Huh?
What happened?
Joe?
One show?
We have show.
We have a nice show. It is very pleasant.
What? What were you drinking?
Oh, man. So I bought a fresh hop IPA pack.
From the guy that was complaining about how many IPAs we could drink on the show this evening?
I told you I got a hankering for nice, clean, clear IPAs.
Which is that hop pack?
And it's very clean and clear. Super duper clear. Well, anyways, I bought this pack for a party.
Okay, go on.
It didn't last.
It didn't make it to the
party. Did not make it to the party. Therefore, I had to go and buy a second pack that may make it to the party.
Well, you're just going to be like, a couple didn't make it?
Oops. I just drank the ones you guys wouldn't like anyway. So, this is now my third fresh hop pack. Hopefully this one makes it to the party. Had some more narwhals.
Narwhals.
I'm starting to get scared that they're going to run away. I'm thinking they're about the end of their run.
Start packing up narwhals.
Mm-hmm.
Start scrolling them away.
I think it's about the end of that run, so I'm going to grab a couple more sixers and hide those. The big ones are still around, the barrel-aged variants. So that's no problem there, but the 12-ounce six-packs. Yeah, I'm kind of getting scared.
I usually go Old Rasputin if you're just 12-ouncers, so I might have to get one of those six-packs that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're just worried about the format going away. Not the beer itself.
No, I think that it's in the end of the season of narwhal.
Oh, he means inventory.
Inventory, okay. Yeah. I think they've done
Your 2017 allotment is done. It's going to be going away.
Mm-hmm. Hello, do you have any narwhal?
No.
Okay.
Bye, buddy.
Hello. Narwhal. Do you have any narwhal?
No.
Okay. Narwhal.
And I made a mistake.
No.
We're not here to forgive you, so.
No, you don't have to forgive me. I'm just showing my ignorance. So I bought a beer. I got all excited. It's like, ooh, Stone.
Ooh, beer. Ooh, beer.
So this is how excited and dumb I am. I saw the Enjoy by 1225.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nah, not going to do it.
Oh,
because
it's hazy.
Because it's hazy, right? But then I turn the corner and there's another pack of Stone beers and it says Stone Christmas Ale. And I'm like, oh, that's different. I'll try this one.
Let me see how this is going.
And so what I didn't realize is they double labeled the same damn bottle. So I ended up taking home a 12/25/17. I just picked it up.
I didn't even bother to turn it over
and look what was on the back. It had like some nifty font and little packages on it. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm drinking this now.
I was looking out for that beer.
You would enjoy it.
Oh, all right.
Yes, both of you would enjoy that.
Well, I planned on bringing one to Christmas, so.
There you go.
If you have one and I have one, maybe
we can. Oh, no, mine's gone.
I don't have one.
And you drink it?
Oh, yeah, drink it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I needed a beer, man.
That's what I do. You're all, I don't like you, and you don't like me, but we're just going to have to get through this together.
Yep. Well, I'm not going to wait till the end of the run to drink it. I'm going to drink it while it's fresh.
Oh.
Yeah, bro.
Well, then we don't have one for the show still. You just went ahead and drank it.
Nope. You just forget about the show the other 6 days of the week, don't you? Yeah,
that's right. What show?
6 days a week.
Show? What show?
Who's the show?
Show? What's a show?
Yeah, so I was like, teach me to
football?
Not look
what's
at
a
the,
football?
What's a field car? What's a field car?
Field car? What's a field car? Field car runs around on the... stirs up shit in all the crops so the crops can grow. Ah, funny.
Oh, I heard you had a pretty cool car, but that can't be your car. That's gonna be your mama's car.
your car's so ugly, you gotta sneak up on it just to put air in the tires.
Hey, that's some kind of color you got in there. What kind of, was that somewhere between puke green and piss yellow?
That was it. You push it over the tangent line.
Damn it.
American Graffiti reference. Did you hear that? What would you guess?
I did. 16.
I love gold!
You'd be correct.
Whoa. Hey.
Whoa. Pouring some of my legs, wow. Getting drunk.
You get one less sip because of that, sir.
Donate to the show by Chew Your Beer.
Oh, McLeod.
McLeod Ale. Doubled over happy. Double IPA. From McLeod in Van Nuys, Southern California. They have Chew Your Beer is single-handedly put McLeod on the Beer Geek map.
Nice. Champion.
Going around the table from left to right.
Like 5,000 candles in the wind.
Its color, if you saw this in the toilet, you would need to drink more water.
It looks like a traditional... old school IPA SRM action here.
Wow. We're using beer references.
Hey, beer reference.
Beer vernacular.
Oh. That's a nice beer.
Mm-hmm. Can you taste the clearness?
Wow, that is clear tasting. What's going on? They still do that. Who does that still?
Feel how light it is on the
cloud. It's very light. Was that all your pink cock drinking, Matt? Or Nick? Nick and Matt? Matt Nick?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Stone, Narwhal, Yeah, I did steal one of Matt's fat tires that I was saving for him. Shh, don't tell him.
You know how many fat tires he has laying around? I know. He has
I took care of like half of that thing.
Fat tire stashes all throughout town.
He washes his pants, and when he pulls them out of the wash, there's like a fat tire can that he forgot about.
It's $5. There's one in the dryer. When he puts all his clothes in the dryer, it comes out of his pocket. He's rallying. Clunk, clunk, clunk.
What is that?
Oh, Matt, you got another fat tire clunking in the dryer.
He puts on his jacket for the first time from last year. Fat tire in the pocket.
Yep. He's like, oh, fat tire. Ooh, 2016 fat tire. Ooh, I love those that year.
Still with inside the date.
Yes.
You know when fat tire's old.
Stacy will tell you.
Mm-hmm. Well, this week, I went pretty light this week. I was still finishing off that King Harbor
adventure. I thought you were going to say Star Wars.
No. Adventure Aquatilium beer. It's nice enough beer. The Belching Beaver one with the nice can art. That doesn't look like Belching Beaver at all.
Yeah, the Van Gogh-esque can.
Hoppy, hoppy night. It looks kind of like a Kiever, a little Kiever-ish. That's a pretty good beer. I'd advise picking up. And I went to Chili's.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Chili's. I had a choice between a Sherman and a Lupanic. And I wanted to keep it light because it was like 2 in the afternoon. And Lupanic is about 5% lower than a Sherm.
Point. No, not even that.
It's a little, it was low enough.
Okay. It's probably like 7.7.
Let me check on this.
It's usually 6.7, 6.8.
Yeah, it's not saying. The Untappd's not giving me this information, bastards.
Which Lupanic did you have?
I'm pretty sure I had number 7. I mean, I can't be for certain because I didn't even bother asking the waitress because I knew
that would delay your order another 30 minutes. Just
delay it. Like, which number Lupanic is this? That's how I would have asked it exactly.
Oh boy.
And she would have been like,
Your wife would have given you the death stare.
Yeah. So I just took it. Ordered it and hoped it. Oh,
5.9.
Oh, okay. See? A little bit lighter. And yeah. I felt nothing later on. It was a good move on my part. It did not affect my day at all except for enjoying the beer at that moment.
It didn't affect your afternoon nap?
Nope. Nope. Still took the same nap.
Yep.
Afternoon delight.
I'm not a napper. I don't nap.
What?
No nappy. I can't do it. Just can't do it.
You're missing out, man.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I just can't do it. And that's pretty much what I was drinking. I was just milking those six packs I had.
Nice.
For this week. So find us on Untappd. Be our friends, guys. Because we're needy. We need friends. I guess feel better about
it. I need it, bro.
Made her feel better about our drinking. Whoa. Everything is just half-assed on the... Like, everything is just most 90% played on all our... It's the end of the show, Louie. We're giving out cheers.
Meow.
Meow. Right, meow? Yep, right, meow. We're giving out cheers. Cheers to all our golden gods. Our golden gods are the people that actually give us money every month via Patreon. And there was all kinds of Patreon drama this week.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
More.
So, here we go. Golden gods probably know this. They're probably getting emails galore. I know I've been getting emails, like, from supporting other patrons and stuff, people are just, it's just been a constant, it's just Patreon all week long. So here's what happened. So Patreon decided to change their policy. So what they do is this is the website that gives us artists a format to pay back listeners for giving the listeners can easily give somebody money, and then the artists can pay them back with little rewards and stuff for giving us the money. And we're on Patreon as well as many other podcasts are. All kinds of different creative people are on it. So that what happens is somebody gives you $5 and Patreon takes 5% of that money and then gives you the rest. But then also there's a transaction fee that you, the artists, pay for. And so Patreon decided, well, let's make the patrons pay for that transaction fee instead of the artists, because certainly that won't be a problem.
Right.
So they switched that, and then it was a problem because a lot of people got pissed off. We lost a couple of patrons. It was just a shit show for a few days of people just like, what the hell? And people started dropping their buy-ins on Patreon, and we were going to drop ours from $5 to $4. And so Patreon said, whoa, never mind. We screwed up. Sorry, guys. Never mind about that whole thing. So now it's going back to normal. They're not going to charging the patrons the extra fee. They're going back the way it was, or the artists themselves, quote unquote, pay that fee. So all the drama's over. Patreon screwed up. They're sorry. Everything's cool, mellow, back to normal. So thank you all the patrons that are throughout the years. Even if you're not a Golden God anymore, you couldn't afford it anymore, that's awesome. You gave us money when you could. We super appreciate it.
I'm nodding yes.
Nick and Matt are both nodding. So we're all in agreement that the Golden Gods are rad throughout current ones and historically.
Yep.
Also, cheers to some untapped people, Lucha and Undead, Reggie U559, the pint stuff, which is Marcus. He's got the pint stuff.
No.
Baby.
No.
Sorry. Manny G and everybody that subscribes to the show in your podcast app. Helps us out a lot. And if you just talk about us, share us out on your social media, these are all cool things you can do for us. It's really appreciated. Want to keep going, man. Keep building up the show and having fun.
Keep it real.
Yeah. Nick.
What?
Got some cheers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Not the cheers.
Oh, no.
Enjoy this McLeod.
Hey, there's more. It's here. Somebody's got to get the bottom pour. Don't let it go to waste.
Mm-mm.
Cheers to R.L. Salazar.
R.L. Stein.
Craft.beer.
Oh, yeah. Craft.beer came to town for the MMA.
Ah, is fight. That what it was?
So
did Anthony Kiedis.
Yes. Mr. Kiedis was roaming around.
What?
Roaming around there.
Confirmed front row.
Reggie sent me a picture of Kiedis at the Campus Point walk around in front of Mad Duck.
No way.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And then he created a new California song.
Did he give it away now?
Dreaming of Fresno Cation.
Cheers to Papa Lou 1, World of Craft, and Mozzarella. Sounds like mozzarella.
God damn, that's clever. Crever.
That's crever.
Crever.
So crever.
All Instagrammers that like our stuff.
Yay. Matt.
I'm giving a cheers to one of the most interesting Twitter handles I've seen in a while. Macaulay Sulkin.
Nice.
Damn it.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck you.
And then also cheers out to somebody that's near and dear to my stomach, Waffleicious.
Waffleicious?
New food truck.
Oh.
They'll make you a waffle, and you can go sweet or savory.
I'm listening.
And there's about a dozen options either
savory.
Way.
Savory.
Beef stew waffle.
So if
bacon.
You,
bacon waffle.
If you go savory, it automatically comes with egg and cheese on it. And then you get an additional two toppings on top of that.
Ooh.
So you're
bacon two, and then bacon.
It could be double bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like another eight options. It was like avocado, bacon, sour cream, and then other things. Probably you could just put whatever you want. And then there's all the sweet stuff. And, you know, you can put fucking sprinkles on a waffle if you wanted to.
Yeah, so, that sounds good.
To me, that is, if I were to have a beer and breakfast in the evening, that'd be the way I want it.
You want a waffle IPA? Is that what you're saying?
Waffle and an IPA.
Oh, I don't know. I'm thinking Zach's Brewing is going to have a waffle IPA next up. Scotty B has any influence over...
Scotty B.
Hey, come on, Chief. Get a waffle lot.
Cheers to that food truck. How many times have you just said, I wish there was a waffle truck here? You've never said that.
Crepes truck.
You've never said that, but they
says I have.
But they were there. Well, so
tell me,
you speak of crepes. Little Bean Cafe is coming back in 2018, and that is just walking distance from Tioga. So you could go get a crepe and stop by for a beer.
A crepe, beer and a crepe,
beer and a crepe.
Well, I'm going to have a beer and a crepe.
Yes. So, those are my cheers.
All right, cheers.
Yay!
You can follow us at Perfect Board Pod on social media, especially Instagram and Twitter. Oh, that's the show. PerfectBoardPod.com, the website. You can go get the show notes, look at all the links you can go to, all the various things you can do to support us. At Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
The Nick 80.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nick on social media.
Here I am.
Mikey Topor. So everyone, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us. Make sure to have fun. Be safe. And check those dates.
Yes. Also check the other side of the beer.
Check all beer sides, all the sides. The sunburns plague.